So pleased to be joined in studio with Amanda Proby from Saskatoon Youth Soccer. She is the executive director. Amanda, it's nice to have you along. I understand that there is a mini Cisco festival. First off, am I saying that right?
Yes, it stands for Saskatoon Indoor Soccer Competition.
Perfect. So I understand a pretty big festival this weekend. 117 local teams taking part. Just take me through. What's going on this weekend?
Yes, so there's 117 teams, all within the under 5 to under 9 age group. So it's considered our mini indoor festival. And it's a wrap-up event for the indoor season. We do it each year. Every team gets 3 games throughout the weekend, and every player gets a medal. It's free admission if you want to come watch, and it's at the Saskatoon Sports Center on Nelson Road.
So it's not, so you kind of say like a wind up. Every team gets 3 games. Is it kind of like a tournament format? There'll be a championship game at the end of it, or how does that all work?
Everyone's a champion in this event.
Everyone's a champion.
It's just for fun. It's Jamboree style. So there's no standings, no referees, and every team plays their 3 games.
Now, I also understand there's going to be different events taking part outside of the soccer, a 50-50 raffle for parents to take part in. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, our 50-50 raffle, it's to support our athlete fund, which we started 4 years ago. And over the past 4 years, we've actually raised about $82,000.
Wow.
And we have funded $50,000 in soccer fees. And so those fees go towards helping soccer players who have maxed out their kit sport or jumpstart charity funds that they're allocated each year. So this is a fund that helps provide additional funding to keep those kids playing.
Now, with 117 local teams, just out of curiosity, just off the top of your head number, how many kids is that? That's got to be a lot of kids, right?
It's close to 1,200 kids playing throughout the weekend. And you can imagine when you multiply that by parents, grandparents, siblings, the place is really buzzing. All the games are 45 minutes, so there are teams going every 15 minutes. And there's about 8 fields that are split up on the large indoor field. And then we also have a side field split up into 2 pitches as well.
Wow, it sounds like an exciting weekend. So you say, though, to wrap up the indoor season, between the indoor and outdoor season, how long of a break do those kids get? Because I see you're taking outdoor registration as well. Already looking forward to not what's happening outside right now.
Yeah, these kids have about a 7-week break.
Okay.
So they'll start up again at the start of May.
Do you see a difference between indoor players and outdoor? Or is it kind of the same, you know, I say age group, but same kids, they take part in indoor and outdoor soccer?
It all depends. I mean, we have a lot more in this age group, a lot more players that come back for the outdoor season because they may be taking part in other sports or activities during the indoor season. And outdoor season is also a lot more affordable because they're playing on city grass fields, which are free. And in the indoor season, we're using facilities which come at a cost. So we do have more registrations for the outdoor season.
Well, regardless, sounds like it's going to be such a fun weekend coming up. And lastly, for people, you said it's free admission. If they want a little bit more information, is there a website, social media page, someone they can get in contact with if they're just looking for a little more information?
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach out to us at saskatoonyouthsoccer.ca. We're also going to have our 5-member zones on site throughout the weekend at our mini Cisco Festival. They're going to have a presence upstairs. If you want to come by the soccer center, they'll be there to assist you with questions and online registration.
Awesome. Amanda, thank you so much for stopping by here today, and good luck with your mini Cisco Festival this weekend.
Thank you so much.